L-O-E-S-S?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of that. How would you pronounce
that? I'd say Lois.
That's a new word to me, I've never heard of that.
But in this county, it's mostly praying, saying.
You ever heard of any type of soil called gumbo or buckshot?
In the Delta, they have gumbo.
You ever heard of crawfish land?
No.
Crawfish soil?
No.
If a man has a piece of land with water on it and he wants to get the water off, you'd say he has to do what to it?
Rain.
What about a thing he would dig to carry out the water?
A ditch. Mm-hmm. A drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. What would people around here call a little bit of fresh water flowing along?
A creek, a stream.
Okay. Now, is there anything smaller than a stream? Okay. What's larger than a stream?
A river.
Where does the creek come in?
Oh, the creek might have a branch. Is that another word you're looking for?
Sure. Okay. So it's from smallest to largest, it would be?
I guess that you don't hear stream too much here, really. Mm-hmm. It's the creek or the branch and the river.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would, since we're talking about that, do the creeks around here have names?
Yes.
Could you give me a few of them? Salt Tuck here.
The creek at Shady Grove is Zilpha. And it has branches like Bed Branch and Braswell Branch, and the river is the Yakanukani.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things in this county have Indian names, and Yakanukani is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a place in the land that's been cut out by flowing water? Maybe until it's
a gully.
Okay. Would you have a name for a place in the land that's been eaten out by a heavy rainfall? Maybe a place at the side of the road or something like that?
We still would say gully.
Yeah, okay. You ever use the word ravine?
Not, I think of ravines as deep places like they have down around Vicksburg in that soil I'm telling you about.
Okay. All right. What would you call a little rise in the land? That would be a what?
A hill?
Yeah. People around here use any other name for hill? We're going up a little...
Rise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about that thing that you turn on a door to open it?
That's the knob.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people call a hill a knob?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And if it's much bigger than a hill, that's a... You're talking about the Smokies. That's
oh, the mountains.
Do you have a name for the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply?
A cliff.
Okay, the plural of that, you say two.
Cliffs.
Okay. Do you have a name for a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
The mountain pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if this is another word for it or not, but I need it for pronunciation. If you took a knife and carved out a gap, say in the handle of a gun, like the old gunfire.
Notch.
Yeah. Would you ever call a place in the mountains a notch?
I would come near saying a gap.
Okay. What would you call a place where boats stop and unload their freight?
The dock.
All right. And a place in the mountains where water falls a long distance?
A waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the roads in Itala County? What would you say most of them are made of?
Gravel.
Okay. Anything besides that?
We have some paved roads.
What would you call the substance that they use when they're paving the roads?
Asphalt.
Okay, and part of that asphalt consists of that black sticky.
Tar.
Yeah. What about a road that has nothing on it at all? That's just a...
Dirt road.
Okay. Do you have a name for a little road in the country that goes off the main road? You say you're going off a little...
Lane is not what I would use there.